This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Let's go to Madison, Wisconsin, where the 2025 World Dairy Expo Dairy Producers of the Year are being recognized. The winner is McCarty Family Farms. Their record is a remarkable story of growth, commitment, and progress in rural Kansas. Thanks to Ashley Pauls and the K-State Alumni Association for this story from the K-Stater magazine. It's today's Kansas Profile. More than a century ago, McCarty Family Farm started as a simple red barn sitting on a hill in Pennsylvania. There was no electricity, and the family's dairy operation involved milking just 40 cows. Four generations later, the McCarty Dairy has moved to rural northwest Kansas and has expanded in an amazing way. Dave McCarty runs this business with his three brothers, Mike, Clay, and Ken. He's proud of the efforts the company has undertaken to prioritize animal welfare and sustainability for future generations. "We moved from Pennsylvania to here to build something," McCarty said. "We enjoyed creating things. My family's been that way for a long time. My dad and mom just gave an opportunity to make it ours," he said. McCarty earned a degree from K-State in animal sciences and industry. He first connected with the land-grant university in the late 1990s when his family started looking to move their operations from northeast Pennsylvania at a time when the Western Kansas Rural Economic Development Alliance was recruiting dairies to western Kansas. K-State had a very prominent, very well-respected dairy extension department, McCarty said. Dr. Mike Brook, Dr. Joe Harner have been pretty critical in design and development of our operations. So our ties run deep with K-State, and we plan to continue to work with them. In April 2000, the McCartys opened their dairy near the rural community of Rexford, population 197 people. Now that's rural. Over time, the operation expanded significantly. The McCartys are also passionate advocates for agricultural education. In honor of their late mother, the brothers opened the Judy McCarty Dairy Learning Center in Rexford to give the public an opportunity to learn more about dairy farming and to watch cow milking in action. In the past year, they've hosted nearly 1,800 students and more than 6,000 total visitors, representing 48 states and 37 countries. "It's a great way for us to be able to tell our story," McCarty said. He hopes the Learning Center inspires children to consider a future career in agriculture. "The industry's changed a lot. We're not out operating pitchforks and shovels anymore," he said. "We're running iPads and downloading the latest app. Displaying that and highlighting that certainly helps to get the younger generation excited and involved in what we're trying to do. We have the ability now. I can go to the refrigerator and look on the bottom of a cup of yogurt, and I can tell you where it came from, and I can tell you what processing plant, and I can tell you if it came from our milk," McCarty said. "When you have identity with a product, you certainly change the way that you do it. When I put it in a cup and I know it came from my place, I see my kids or your kids eating it, I have a different level of responsibility," he said. The McCartys partnered with the Danone Company and constructed a milk processing plant on site at the farm, which McCarty says is extremely rare in the industry. They now deliver their product to the Danone plant in Fort Worth, Texas. Today, McCarty Family Farms includes 5 dairy farms, a milk condensing plant, and a grain storage facility, as well as 230 employees and a total herd population of more than 32,000 animals. For more information, see www.mccartyfamilyfarms.com. For more information about the K-Stater magazine, which is a quarterly magazine for K-State Alumni Association members, see www.kstate.com/join. It's time to leave the World Dairy Expo, where McCarty Family Farms has been recognized as Dairy Producers of the Year. We commend Dave, Mike, Clay, and Ken McCarty and their father Tom for remarkable entrepreneurship in agriculture. It sounds like they'll keep milking till the cows come home. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.